Dude, shout out to y'all. I was not doing that shit. I was home.
Sleep. And we got there way later than we were supposed to. They kept pushing that show back. We're like, nigga.
Yeah. We were definitely like 30 minutes late, like 40 minutes late. No, we were hour late.
We were late to soundcheck, but then the whole show was late.
Yeah, facts.
Because of you or just...
No. They were waiting for like the headliner who never showed, basically.
Oh, it's fucked up.
So Ant was the headliner.
Hey, oh, dope. Real niggas.
Yeah.
Stealing all your fans.
Yeah, they asked the other girl to be headliner. She wasn't with it. She wasn't with the energy.
She wasn't built for stardom. It's okay. Yeah. Some niggas was built to be mediocre.
I like that.
We need mediocre niggas to step on so we can work our way up to the top.
Fatigue Ant went up there and fucking closed that shit down. Nigga.
Boom.
Yeah, she did. She looked sleepy.
She was.
Did she also have her army fatigues?
We had to carry, carry her off stage like Michael Jordan in the flu game.
Yeah, we did. And nigga was hungover.
We know.
Wait, so y'all was drinking all day?
Mm-mm. No. Oh.
Michael Jordan was hungover.
They said it was the flu.
Played a great game with the flu. He was just hungover.
Yeah. Long night of gambling.
Win is a win.
A win is a win.
Bootcut jeans.
And bootcut jeans with the Mary J. Fives.
Even bootcut because they're always wider than like the standard bootcut.
No, but
he only rocks jeans with the belt loop, with the fucking like construction loop on the side.
Oh yeah.
See, but the nigga rocks dungarees.
They are because he always has boots on.
That's true.
Has boots on.
He be rocking bootcut jeans.
They're not
and
construction boots.
They're
just like boot boots.
They're just boot boots.
Yeah. Not boots the friend, boots the shoe.
And I was dying because I remember I had seen something. It was like, yo, everybody dying for his Jordan, waiting online, and this nigga got the Mary J. 5 wedges on. Yeah.
That nigga has nothing to do with the designs of his sneakers. Yeah. He just like not sees them and says, I mean, if Negroes
yeah, not
okay.
anymore.
He just signs off on them.
Yeah.
And the funny part is he wears the skinniest boot with the widest pants.
I don't get it. And his jeans be multicolored, too.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Like, where you get them?
He definitely had a pair of burgundy and yellow jeans in his lifetime.
Oh, come on, man.
Acid wash.
A lot of acid wash jeans. Wash. Like,
nigga had an acid wash suit.
Yeah, he did.
I don't even know where you copped that at.
What? Nah.
Nah, there used to be a Tumblr that was just a page of like, Jordan's worst outfits. I used to freak with that shit.
Like Joe Budden fits?
Yeah, except it was just Jordan. The only time you get a fit page is if you dress horribly.
Yo, you know who else had one that was mad funny? Tim Duncan.
Yeah, Tim Duncan can't dress either.
They said he dresses like a at-risk youth counselor.
He possesses zero swag. Day after he retired, they saw him at Old Navy.
Yeah,
clothes, and I was just like, "Fam, you walked off the court to go do this."
Hey, listen, Old Navy tees be hitting, son. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
but wait.
But not if you like a fucking kajillionaire.
You're right. That's true.
Wasn't it Patrick Ewing too, who's found with the little the Jamaican fucking barbecue shoes?
Yeah,
with the little buckle on the side.
Yeah,
and he was wearing a suit, but the pants were shorts.
Ooh,
right. But that's Patrick Ewing.
Oh no, that was Tim Duncan.
Patrick Ewing. Right,
he had that was him with the MVP trophy, and he had Greg Popovich on one side, and I think it was David Stern on the other, and he had the shorts. And this is an official NBA picture. He had the shorts with the barbecue fives on.
The barbecue fives.
I think I have the picture.
You can
rock
shorts with a suit jacket, but
the suit baby.
No. Like, it wasn't dressed up at all.
The suit baby racist.
Yeah, you got to finesse it somehow.
Where is it?
I've seen it done. I can't think.
I can't do the sandals.
Just give me like a regular fucking suit.
I think if I go all the way down in my.
Damn, nigga.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck it. Whatever.
I got it right here. Boom.
Wow.
James got that
I'm highly impressed.
No. Ready. Got the shorts with his toes out.
Yo, an official NBA MVP picture.
He got his toes out.
This might be the covered episode.
Yes,
that's
please.
Gross. I'm not listening to this episode.
Fam, what are you wearing? My God.
Fuck that.
Yo, I can't front though. I give him props because that's the most Caribbean award acceptance picture right there I've ever seen.
That only works if you're from the islands,
like Patrick
Virgin Islands. So
that's not that don't count.
Them niggas don't count.
He looked like he's still playing the neighborhood ballpark with that same outfit on, betting $5 a shot.
Yeah. Yo,
the only time niggas go to the Virgin Islands is on a cruise.
Look at that.
True.
Yeah.
Nigga, you a cruise destination. You're not a real island. Fuck out of here.
Intro, I mean, nigga, so is Jamaica. Yeah,
hit the intro.
Intro, bitch ass niggas. What?
So is Jamaica.
No, it's not.
Niggas take cruises to Jamaica.
All the time. Take cruises everywhere. I'm saying that's not the sole purpose they go. you're not only a cruise destination. The Virgin Islands is only like a cruise destination.
Let's look at a map of the Virgin Islands.
I'm pretty sure at some point niggas been like, yo, let's just go to the Virgin Islands. They flew there and they stayed at a resort. I'm sure there's a decent amount of niggas that do that.
Not enough.
After they run out of, like, you know, more important islands.
See, there you
go. But it's on the list.
It's on the list. Welcome back, guys, to the Honorable Mention Podcast. We are ignited by popular demand. This is episode 76.
You did it.
Are we just going to do that every time this is a six?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
We will.
I just want to be on the same far, page.
That's until we get sued.
Wait till we get to 96666 or 106666. 116 cc
or 666.
Wait, what?
Nah, you're done.
666.
That's gonna be the best episode.
You're real confident that we're gonna get along with each other until then.
Yo, the 666th episode is gonna be crazy.
I'm looking at y'all niggas like, yo, tell me how that goes. I hate y'all niggas now.
As always, I am the homeboy Chris Jordan. Along with me today, I got some of my friends. I got James.
We here. We in the building.
Lou.
I'm here.
I got Drunk Fool.
Present.
And when you put us all together, we form Voltron.
The Dunkirk Four.
The Dunkirk Fortron.
Or that.
Nigga!
The Dunkirk Fortron?
Yes.
That's a trash. I don't
want to
be.
Say yes. I know you hungover, Lou.
Yo, anything James says today, I'm agreeing with.
Yes.
That's a dangerous way to live.
That's perfect.
James gonna say, yo, you want to take a ride somewhere? It's over for you.
Well, we took a lot of rides yesterday.
Yeah, we definitely did.
Fast forward. Tell me about it.
Please.
In crucial detail. I want to know every last thing. Who brought the baby oil?
Oh, yeah, I did, actually.
He did.
But y'all oiled up in? Wild out of context.
What's first on the docket?
On internet, shot a music video yesterday, right?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
In Jersey.
Okay. Jersey.
I had James all over my hood.
I was there.
I introduced him to Poppy.
I had a
yo,
couple.
It gets gayer and gayer every time y'all niggas talk to each other.
I support it. Yeah, wow.
You know what I mean? Black love. It's a beautiful thing. Do you think, yo?
Spend 24 hours with a nigga, you know.
Hey, it be like that. So which one of y'all is queen and which one is slim? They said I've been losing weight, so I'll take the slim part.
I watched that movie on Thanksgiving.
It's fucking great.
I loved it.
I thought it was great.
That's my favorite movie this year so far.
I was like, yo, I feel like I was more slim than Queen. And she's like,
I would hope so.
Nah,
look at Marcel.
Nah, you know what I mean, though.
What was the point of that statement?
in the way
I don't think you were.
And the thing is,
Queen.
I know what he's saying.
Yeah.
What? How does anyone understand that?
What do you mean?
Nigga, we 10 seconds into the podcast, and I'm just looking at y'all niggas like, I don't get it. I don't know what's happening.
No, I know what he's trying to say. No more.
In ideology, the way
they approach things.
Yeah.
I guess.
But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, Christian said I relate more to the guy.
And I was like, yeah. I would think so.
No, I'm not talking about it. Fuck you. First of all, if I want to be a queen, I could be a queen.
That's true. That's right, king.
That's right, queen.
The homebody queen.
Queen.
I like that. Queen Chris for the rest of this episode.
All right, perfect.
That's how I'm addressing you.
I like that.
I'll take it.
I didn't give you any other choice.
But yeah, it was a really fucking good movie. I don't know if I feel like the ending was practical to me. Like, and I don't know.
That's what it was, man.
Yeah. It was kind of like that thing where it's like.
It ended, and I was like, yep. It's just about right.
Yeah. Things kept going too
people
right.
People behind
for
me
everyone.
Were really surprised that, like, you know, the whodunit.
Oh,
and I was just like, oh, y'all don't know black people.
Yeah. People I'm like, y'all surprised?
I knew once the nigga pulled off, I was like, yep.
That's,
I was
like, he pulled off. They pulled up. Yep. Yo, like, yeah. as soon as he got to their window and knocked on it, I was like, that's not the nigga that they said. That wasn't him.
You think he just walked by?
He just walked
recognized?
By. Yeah. And he's like, oh, they got a bounty. Yeah.
Nah, I feel like it was him.
You think it was him?
That was Shepherd's Connect.
You know what? That might not have been.
Yeah.
It might not have been.
I don't think he knew.
Because
simply because of the fact that they also knew the uncle.
I was just like,
But you know what it was? You know what it was? He said that my person has a plane.
Yeah.
And then, but when they got there, this guy was the middleman to the guy with the plane. Yeah, that's what made it weird.
That's why
me.
He was right, like, yeah, right, he right.
So that's why I was like, nah, that's so not the guy. Just, he's just,
he was just,
he just made them
just
fit.
So
yeah. And I feel like when he was calling the dude with the plane, like, I feel like he just showed up. He didn't really, he was calling the feds.
I was like, why'd you put it on speakerphone?
Yeah, exactly. It was just weird.
Somewhere with a plane.
Yeah. So he was just like letting them know, like, yo, they want to do this shit now, so we're going to do it now, like not tomorrow.
Yeah. It was a really good movie. Also, I don't think that shit's going to happen in real life. Them niggas are not making it out of Ohio.
Nah. No,
it's a movie.
No. I know.
The movie would have been very boring.
I was glad.
I shot in Kentucky. Yeah. I'm like, yo, nigga, we 15 minutes in. Fuck.
And you know what? It was really realistic because people were saying it was trash because all how it ended and everybody wanted to see them get to Cuba. Yeah. But that's not how it's going
to
go.
We really got to stop allowing people to share their opinions when they're stupid. Like, I'm tired of, like, there's no such thing as a wrong opinion. It's just stupid ones.
Yeah.
So, like, niggas being mad because it didn't end the way that
like
they
the fairy
wanted
tale.
It to end.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. And just enjoy the art for what it is.
That's it.
The fairy tale ending, it would have taken away from it.
Yeah. It would have, yeah.
I honestly would have enjoyed it less.
Yeah.
I would,
yeah,
too. Like, because you would expect it to, yeah. Okay, fairy tale ending,
like,
they made it
too good for them. And
yeah,
like
right.
That.
And, like, I use this website where I rate, like, all the movies, and it's just a bunch of, like, fucking film nerds.
Reddit?
Nah.
Fucking pervert.
That's the only thing I go on Reddit for. That and, like, help with music shit.
Okay.
Where, like, I don't know how to do something.
Man, nigga, you look up celebrities' feet.
Nah, nigga.
Oh.
Celebrity tits.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he does. I mean, I come here for the good. But, yeah, if it ended differently, I would have gave it the 4.5. But because of its ending, I was like, nah, it's fucking 5 stars.
Yeah.
Like, I put that shit up there in, like, I guess, like, the black cinema pantheons. It's, like, right next to Moonlight for me.
Listen.
Like, one of the modern joints that you have to watch.
Yeah.
I would say I enjoy Queen and Slim more than Moonlight. They're both
I still
got to
watch,
like, one and two.
I honestly don't know. I feel like I like them equally.
Lou, did you see Moonlight?
Yeah, I saw Moonlight.
Oh. I got to watch. Is it on
probably
any of the
I think it's it may something. Be on Netflix.
Okay. All right, I gotta check that out. I've been meaning to check that out because, like, that didn't that shit win all the awards when it came out and all
yeah,
that?
17,000.
Yeah, 17,000
awards. That's
okay.
Accurate.
I gotta check that out.
Don't Google it.
Accurate.
I was right.
Yo, but what about when they showed up to the uncle's crib though?
Hey,
yo,
that was
my
favorite.
And I was just like, oh,
it got hot in there.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Yo, and wait a minute.
When Lil Spanish Shorty said, "But in here, he's a king." I elbowed my girl mad hard. Like, yo, hear that?
You hear that?
When we get home, rub my back. God damn it, left me.
He said he ain't shit out there in the real world, but in here, he's king.
And
I was like,
that was one of the moments in the movie where
that
I was like,
great.
Yo, I fucking resonate with this film.
That was
so
great.
Much.
I just want to be the little spoon.
Yo, but wait a minute.
But the best part though was she just nodded and I was like, all right,
yeah,
wait a minute. But the sex scene though
was fun.
But the sex scene was
it was
more intense than I was expecting.
Yeah. No, I was
ball pieces.
When homie sucked the titty, I was just
I was like, wait.
I know before the scene he had to be like, hey, is it okay if
yo, they were showing
just put titty in my mouth.
Yo, yeah. They were showing
you can't be like mid scene and go for it.
Yeah, because it's like, not real. Like, it's not real sex, but that's real titty sucking.
Yeah.
So
yeah, can't fake a city tug.
Yeah.
It was good,
a city
though.
Tug. City
tug. This nigga is hungover.
Yeah, you also can't fake a city tug.
You can't fake it also.
City tug.
Yo, they were showing hip to ass a connection. I was like, are they really?
Connection?
Yeah.
Everyone was well moistured.
Okay.
Son, yeah. They got cocoa buttered.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see Daniel Kaluuya's butt.
I didn't. But yeah, I
it's not for me.
We, yeah, cool. Exactly.
But we were gonna see it eventually.
But in there, he's a king, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he was in there.
Hey,
yo, was that
tell the nigga,
in Uncle's crib, the fourth shorty, the one that like got basically no camera time? Was that DJ chick?
I found the one with the dress.
I can't remember her. DJ Duffy.
Could be.
Oh, it could be.
But I think that was her.
Shit.
I was like, you look familiar.
Because one of them, the one that never that didn't speak at all.
Yeah. She looked mad familiar, and I felt like that was her.
Let me see.
DJ, I'll look it up right now. DJ, I am Duffy. Huh? DJ Duffy.
Yeah.
So, homie pulled up the door.
I found a nigga.
Wow.
Nope. They're all niggas.
I think it's a P-H-E.
Huh?
I think it's P-H-E-E.
What, right? Duffy?
Yeah.
No, it's D-U-F-F-Y.
All right, whatever.
I don't follow her a long time.
Moonlight is on Netflix.
We'll figure this out later.
But it may or may not.
Moonlight is on Netflix.
It's on Netflix?
Oh, perfect. But, watch that shit. I got to watch that.
Yeah, that sex scene, but in the middle, like, interchanging with, like, the riot scene, yeah. I'm like... What are y'all doing to me? Like
that was, I
liked it.
I rocked with it.
I liked it, but it was just too many emotions going on.
That's the thing, though. It was like the two most, two of the most intense scenes. You know what I mean? Two intense feelings back to back. Lil Homie's a whole fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
But I get it because kids are dickheads.
Yeah. And it's like, I also like that they use that to show, like, not all cops are bad people.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are.
Yeah. Like, he was. And it's crazy because they were literally trying to, when they were with the kid, they was trying to tell him, like, yo, because he was all hype about it. And they was trying to tell him, like, yo, chill. Like,
yo, this ain't that.
Chill, like, bro. That's not what we're trying to do.
We're just trying not to die.
Yeah, like, exactly. But he saw it as, like,
heroes.
A black power moment as, like, you know.
He saw it as a moment to be seen. By any means necessary, if you will.
Yeah, he really did.
But it was great. I watched that on Thanksgiving. And then after that, then I went to go eat like a shit ton of food.
Sounds good. And, yeah, I saw it on Friday.
It was, I saw it yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But how, like, was
y'all
Thanksgiving?
When you texted me, that's what I was doing. And I was
Thanksgiving was chill.
Chill? You stay home?
Yeah, stay home.
Yeah, this nigga put us in a close friends thing. I saw dogs. I saw
I did. I enjoyed that. I saw the close friend shit, and I was like, you could have showed this to everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, all right.
He said,
his daughter's not even in any of this.
No, she was in one. She was
two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just decided not to show my family on.
I mean,
the wide web.
I can respect that for sure.
Yeah, I'm pulling back on that. Like, as more and more, not people of notoriety, but like as I guess that I'm meeting people of notoriety and their people are looking at my shit.
Yeah.
Now it's further strangers out. Yeah, so I was like, all
right,
it's no longer.
Mine is just people I know and just like y'all still don't need to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of creeps.
I watched I try to watch The Irishman.
I watched that shit too.
I got to log back in.
I fell asleep an hour in.
Damn,
I woke up and there was still an hour and a half left.
And everybody else around him was knocked.
Knocked the fuck out.
That was another fire ass movie.
I got to watch it. I got to re-log back into my Netflix.
I got to take a nap before I watch that. Because it's was it 3 hours and 30 minutes?
3.5 hours.
Yeah.
I got lucky because on Black Friday, I pulled up to work and niggas all had that, like, yo, we should not be working today energy.
Nice.
So none of us really did anything. Like, I literally carried a bag from one place to another and then they would just say, yo, you on standby.
Okay.
So I had more than 3.5 hours to watch that movie.
That's you did great. Excuse. That's a good excuse.
That's a great excuse.
You and I was on my way into work, like, yo, I'm never going to have enough time to watch that shit. Like, there's no way now. And then I did.
At God. I got you, Marcel. You all right?
I'm just chewing my coconut water pulp.
Oh, okay.
Off mic.
Okay.
Cool.
Nice.
I'm going to finish my pulp. Mm-hmm. With me.
It's the only nigga that can drink this shit. Unless I body this water, but then I'm going to be thirsty later.
Yeah.
Yeah, with me, I'm just gonna chill with it in my lap. I went to
this episode,
my girlfriend's like grandparents' house, and that's like her mom's side was all over there.
Shout out Marcy.
Yeah, word. Shout out Marcy.
Obligated weekly shout out.
Yeah. That's right.
And then afterwards, we were supposed to go back to my house, but my parents was like, "Oh, you gonna go eat at 4? All right, we're gonna eat at 4." And I'm like, "You dickheads, y'all don't have to do that. Like, you just." Like, you guys can eat at 7 if you want to have, like, hey, a family, like, dinner. And they're like, nah, it's all right. You don't got to be here. So I was like, all right,
damn.
Cool.
Kicked you out of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And then by the time I got home, they were like, oh, yeah, we're done. So we just sat in my room. We watched TV. And I was like, all right.
Okay.
And then I fell asleep. that was it.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I was like, all right, cool.
Should have got to a Spanish crib. They don't start Thanksgiving until, like, 9.
I wouldn't be able to survive, y'all.
Yeah. I kind of look forward to the 4 o'clock start time.
Okay.
Because, like, fuck eating a regular lunch. I just want 2 dinners.
Okay. That's good. That's
I got to my grandparents' crib. My grandmother just finished cooking. I was like, yo, it's about to go in. Because she usually, like, does, like, the fucking wild fucking spread. She made, like, 3 things and said, oh, baby, I got tired. I was like, this is some bullshit. But
get back to work, grandma.
There's some people that don't have grandparents to cook Thanksgiving dinner, so I guess I can't complain.
There you go.
Why'd you say it in that tone, you dick?
Yeah, right. Like, at first, I fully believed that shit, and then like in the middle of me eating, I was like, all I got is mac and cheese stuffing and turkey. I don't even fucking like turkey.
And then, like, I just got a little upset about it. But that mac and cheese and the stuffing was still slamming.
Ooh. Damn, that sounds good.
Damn, that sounds good.
Fully clogged up.
Yeah. Till New Year's.
I need to drink a lot of coffee.
Speaking of clogged up, No Nut November is over.
You know what that means?
Nigga, it was over November 1st.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Yeah. I can't lie. Yeah, I didn't make it. I didn't make it at all. I didn't even try to make it.
Damn, you niggas with girls should not be able to make it.
Yeah.
Just like, nigga, fuck your girl. What you mean?
So what is it now? It's a dicker down December.
Is that what they really call it?
It should be. I mean, if niggas manage to not nut all November, there's a lot of nut getting tossed around throughout December.
Speaking of spread.
That also means.
Wow.
Jesus. That also means, hey, come August, September, there's going to be a lot of baby showers.
Yes, there is. Oh, there's going to be baby showers.
None of them, Andrew.
Let's talk about that.
Nice. Right.
Are we going to talk about that now?
Let's
do it.
All right, hold on. Let me get my fruit punch.
Yes.
That is gone.
So we have a friend. We used to be on this podcast. Andrew. Boots.
You guys might know him.
Yeah. I think it lasted, what, 2-3 episodes?
Nah, it's a little bit longer than that. He probably made it to
like 12?
Yeah.
I think he got to go around 12-ish.
Yeah. Sounds about right. So he's getting married.
Shout out to him.
In a week. And I have absolutely no idea about anything. And by the way, I am a groomsman in this wedding.
Yes, you are.
I am just completely lost. I have no idea what's going on. I have no desire to find out what's going on at this point. Because, listen, man, what do you want me to do? Like, I don't know where it's at. I got to find the address again.
Oh,
like,
I don't know where it's at.
See?
No idea.
I know I got y'all. On the invitation that we never received for this wedding.
Right.
That was it even an invitation? It looked like it was a flyer.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It was a club flyer.
There was no word of any type of dress code.
Nah, you can wear jeans.
Once I noticed that, I said, yo, if I can't find boots that I like, I'm wearing black Vans and can't nobody say shit to me. Because there's no dress code.
That's true.
There's little to no information on that shit at all.
I feel like for a wedding, it's
kind of
like
it's kind of implied.
Yeah.
However.
I mean, you want things a certain way, you better say it, nigga.
Nah, yeah.
Especially when it comes to Marcel.
With your chest.
Yes. I will 100% do whatever the fuck I want.
Yes, he will.
This whole experience has kind of been like a roller coaster of blood pressure for me. Up and down. Mostly up. Where, Boots proposed to his then girlfriend, now fiance, about a year ago. Around Christmas. So, mm-hmm. We're almost to the year.
Mm-hmm. And,
yeah, and she said, yeah. And then he asked me if I wanted to be a groomsman. I was like, yo, for sure. I got you. And then fast forward to maybe August, and I haven't really heard much of anything. And then I think one day after the podcast, we were all just sitting here. It was like, yo, ain't Boots getting married? And then we was like, oh, yeah, we should probably find out about that.
We should.
Yeah.
And he loves this girl, for sure.
Yes, he does.
I can't.
Boots loves his little sweetie pie.
I can't speak to it because ever since he got engaged. Ever since he got engaged, I haven't really seen him much.
I'm not going to ask them how. Just go on.
Because he's fat and likes pies, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? There was a reason I wasn't asking why.
Oh, nah. The listeners needed to know.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's like I haven't seen much of him since, which sucks, but it's like kind of natural and shit like that. And he's been working like two jobs. And
nigga, man. Hustle.
Yeah,
two jobs, shorty.
Drove himself into debt trying to pay for this wedding. I personally don't know because I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know why it had to be this date. I don't know why they had to book it because it seemed rather fast that they booked the venue and photographer and all that stuff. It seemed rather rash. Like, they did that kind of stuff
I can kind of understand, like, you don't want to have one of those, like, 10-year engagements.
But not even that.
You can take some time.
But, like, when you book.
Do a solid year and a half.
When you book the venue photographer, things like that, 9-10 months in advance, but the invites go out 3 weeks ago, that's weird to me, right? Like, yeah, and it's like Boots and I have like the kind of like relationship where people just tend to come to me for information about him. Like, yo, what's he doing with this? What's he doing with that? And I'm like, yo, why can't you just ask him? Like, why are you asking me to ask him? But I'll just end up asking him. And I would always just get like, oh, yeah, you know, it's coming. It's just blah, blah, blah. We're going to send it, this, that, and the third. And I had to tell him that, yo, you can't send invitations for a wedding 3 weeks out during Christmas season and expect and then like have the RSVP date like a week and a half after that. Like it was this past week. And like you're just not going to get a good response. And I know like you want a good turnout and you want people to like pop up. But that shit is hard, yo. Like even just scrambling and getting Christmas gifts for all the people that just got added to like my family list now is hard. So now I got to turn around and I got to buy a tux and blah, blah, blah. But I said yes. So it's like this is something that I had to do. That's why I had to go get a second job just to be able to like stay afloat with all this bullshit. Not him, just like finance shit in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it should be interesting. Like knowing what the four of us know about this and just seeing like firsthand how it was kind of like approached and put together. I'm excited.
I'm highly excited.
We all are.
I am very excited for this. It's open bar, gang, gang.
That's why I'm excited.
Yo, I was letting people know yesterday I'm coming in. I'm getting hammered as quickly as possible.
Yep.
Nice.
Because then I could be like sort of sober when it's time to go home and I'm not drunk driving because no one should do that. It's horrible. It's that time of year, y'all
get
niggas.
Drunk in the beginning.
Get drunk early. Then when you leave, sober up enough where you can drive like a fucking responsible human being.
You
don't endanger
anyone. You eat all the fried food.
Yes, you do.
Grab a burger on the way out.
Yeah, if you get shit-faced
before you eat. Grab a frozen slider on the way out.
Yeah.
Smart. Grab Lewis on the way out. Hey,
James?
I wanted to be past that. So,
wait, you grab Lewis because he's holding the frozen slider?
Yes. Grab his frozen slider.
Hey, yo.
24 hours of the day.
24 hours of that.
Yeah. Damn,
so you're getting your frozen slider grabbed all types of ways.
Pickles and all.
Wow.
Pickles and onions.
Yeah. Not the slices.
Ooh.
Yeah, my custom flask is coming tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Gang.
I feel like you can still make it.
Yeah. Because now I'm just getting a basic flask.
Oh, I ordered mine last Monday, and they were like, oh, yeah, about a week. Okay. So I feel like even if you ordered it today or whatever later, it'll come in time. That's what
she said. I'm also going to buy that like really expensive whiskey, the one that was higher up from the Temptation. Because dude was like, yeah, I recommend this. Temptation's also good if you don't feel like spending that much. Right. Now I'm like, all right, nigga. Give me the fucking ultra smooth whiskey.
Can't front. Temptation was pretty good.
Yo, I'm never drinking Jack again.
It was smooth as hell, bro.
There's a lot of whiskeys that are way better than Jack, but Jack just has that name.
Yeah.
And you ain't bring them?
I've been bringing some whiskeys. I got you, though. I'll bring more.
That's when I went into the liquor store, I asked homie, like, yo, just I like whiskey, but I want something better than Jack. And he was like, nigga, here's the whole shelf.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
One at a time.
And he pointed at Evan Williams and was just like, but not that.
Okay.
Because niggas don't drink Evan Williams.
No.
That's just nasty.
Yeah, but so that's what we got coming up. I'm gonna feel so much better about life once this shit is over.
I feel like honestly, like with all weddings, no matter what, I feel like there's always like a lot going on, and it's just.
Yeah, I think going into that, you know, there's gonna be a lot going on, so you should plan and approach it a certain way. And I feel like he just said fuck it and just went for it. And I was like, I feel like there was enough time where he didn't have to do that. So,
you technically do have all the time in the world.
Yo,
especially if you want to just do it right the one time you get to do it.
So, even like that's the shit that pissed me off with like even when he sent out the invitations. So, I've been bothering Boots for like a month and a half. I'm like, yo, invitations, the wedding is next month. You still haven't sent out invitations. And he's telling me, he's like, yo, I already got a bunch of verbal commitments from people. I'm like, what the fuck is a verbal commitment? You know how many times I said yes to shit just to get people to leave me alone? Especially people I haven't seen in years. Like, what the fuck makes you think? Who cares?
Anytime niggas say, like, yo, we should hang out, I'll be like, yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's, yeah, I'm not doing
that. Don't mean it's going
to
happen.
And then I put you on mute, and I never, like, I have to look at your messages again. And then he finally sent it to everyone after I had to, like, black on him, and it was, like, a link to a thing. So it's like, yo, my nigga, you could have sent this. A link? You could have sent it 3 months ago. And it's not even that hard. And again, I don't know his fiance personally. I just know Andrew. So I'm not sure if like things were going the same on her end. On her end, it very well could be like well put together and structured and cool. Mm-hmm. And then it's just him and his side and how he's doing it. That's a mess. But I don't know.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find. That's why I'm excited. We'll find out on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
I'm bringing my camera.
Oh, yeah. We're bringing the pod.
I got the mixer.
Word. Did you guys do Black Friday shopping?
Hell no.
Nah?
I'm a grown man.
Nah. I ain't leave my house, bro. There ain't no fucking sales.
I had to work that day, but the mall was kind of empty. Like, I remember even, I know it's been on like a slow decline Black Friday ever since like people just shopped online.
Good.
Which is awesome. Also, it started, and that's when they started doing like that whack shit where it's like, celebrate Black Friday on a Wednesday. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense. The day of the week is in the title. It should only be that day. Like, what?
But name yo, something there's else. No sales on Black Friday.
Yeah,
that's what bothers me. I mean, like, unless it's little stuff, like you go to Bed Bath and Beyond, and they're like, "Oh, buy 8 candles for $20."
That no, there's a bed. You said Bed Bath.
Bed Bath and Beyond, and
Bath and Body Works.
Bath and Body Works
has a candle day. I think it's December 7th. Yeah, where it's like a way better fucking sale.
Exactly. So like, it's just in people's heads, like, yo, I'm about to get sales, like. Like, I was saying, I hope that everybody wasn't going crazy at Walmart for the TVs and stuff, because the TVs are literally on sale all year round.
Yeah.
Dead ass.
TVs are mad cheap now.
Yeah. Yo, like.
Yo, dead ass. Yo, yeah. Remember when, like, I think I have, like, a 50-inch or 52-inch mm-hmm. TV, and I remember them shits used to be, like, $800, $900.
They were more. They were way thousands. Way when they first came out, them shits were thousands. Them shits is, like, $200 now.
Yeah, I paid the same price I paid for my fucking Nintendo Switch. Like, this shit is dirt cheap.
Yeah. Niggas going crazy.
I seen a 70-inch in Walmart for, it was like $500. 70-inch screen.
No,
you know what I mean? Like so I just hope when Black Friday comes around that people aren't stupid enough to think that these are sales. They've been there the whole time. You just never noticed because
you don't need a TV that bad,
but you figured, Black Friday. Now you're like, oh, it's on sale. No, that's the same price.
You know what? The closet doesn't need a TV.
It's not a walk-in, but, you know, whatever.
You open a door.
It's just screen.
It's like, I don't know, man. Like, Cyber Monday is always better, but there's always sales online anyway. So it's you know.
Like, everybody's Christmas gifts is dead ass coming from my second job and Amazon.
Nice.
I did go to, like, one place.
Shout out Jeff Bezos.
Word. I went to like one place outside of those two for like a couple of gifts for other people, but like for the most part, I did 90% of my shopping in the matter of like
you did great.
35 minutes. Like, it wasn't stressful at all.
Yeah.
Black Friday, like, it's not really, like you guys said, it wasn't really shit for whatever.
Nothing.
The hype is dying down, man.
Yeah, the shit should be, like, Black Friday sales should be applied to, like, shit that actually needs. Like, yo, give me, like, 30% off my medical bill. Like,
thank you.
Some shit like
thank you.
Like, give me.
Nigga really don't want to pay that.
I don't.
It's I don't want to pay it either. I got $900 left. Like,
I want to pay it? You should have seen my bill.
It's $900.
You paid $100.
Huh?
So far? Nigga, he said whatever I got.
Yeah. It was $100. That's what I had.
$8.18.
She said, $101.18. Yeah. She said, you trying to pay all of it today? Bitch, he said, will you take 20? She said,
20%. That's what I pumped out.
So if it was Lou.
Hey, yo.
No, fuck that shit. Man, I ain't getting that money.
No, like, yeah, like you said, do it on important shit.
Yeah.
Like,
nigga, it's $900 for them to give me an IV. I was in there for like an hour and a half.
What are they going to do? Take the IV back?
Hey.
They got pissed out already.
I did. Half for a day. And his hamstrings.
Word.
Wow. That was low, James.
That was low?
My hamstrings.
That was low. Niggas talk about me all the time, but that was low?
Nigga, you got to stop dying.
Can't kill me.
He just challenged the universe and they're like, I'm moving further away.
Hey, listen, I'm winning.
All
right. I catch it.
Yeah, you will, nigga.
And I'm going to be at home, sleep. Oh, man, what else we got to talk about?
Oh, yo. I was talking to Lewis about this yesterday. They had put out the list of
another list.
Yeah, another list. You know,
I kind of love lists.
I love lists because it's like, here you go. This one's called the top 50 best rapper flows of all time. Shall I go through this list?
Not 50. Start at like.
I'm gonna go through 50. You gotta see right. Who. Yeah.
All right. Just keep.
Start at the bottom.
So 50 is Vince Staples.
He's got a good flow.
49 is I don't know if you pronounce it. Smino. Is it Smino?
Yeah.
Smino.
Smino should probably be higher.
Big Sean is 48.
All right, he should be higher for sure.
Denzel Curry's 47.
He just yells.
Valley.
Denzel Curry's dope.
Valley's 46.
He has one flow that was hard. That's it.
Who?
Valley.
Valley. Oh, yeah. Valley. That's how you pronounce it. Okay.
It was cool. Everyone copied it, and then he didn't pop.
Okay.
E40's 45.
Should
definitely be higher.
Way higher.
Tiger is 44.
What?
I mean, he probably shouldn't be on the list.
Yeah.
Danny Brown is 43.
Okay. He raps kind of normal.
It's really just the inflection of his voice. It's not really a flow.
Like, it's his delivery more than his.
Currency's 42.
He's just high.
He's got a cool slow flow.
Yeah, he's just high as shit.
Drake is 41.
Which Drake?
All of them.
Drake. Yeah. I'll say yes, just because.
No, you bugger.
Drake, no.
He's hella versatile. So like, I don't know what flow they're talking about.
But he's made a 10-year career out of his flow.
But wouldn't that put him higher?
That's what I'm saying.
And actually, you know what? He did come out with an original flow. It's been so long that he's been doing that.
What was the original flow?
Just his current flow.
Yeah, the same Drake.
Just like cadence. No one else rapped like that when he first started. And then other niggas started rapping like that. Mm. And now he sounds like everyone else. But it's
number 40, Takeoff.
I feel like they should be way higher.
It should be.
They ushered in a style.
One.
They did. I feel like if you ushered in a style, like you said, with E40, E40 ushered in a style of rap. So he should.
They should at least be top 10 off the triplet.
All right. Jump to where 50 is and then give me the top 10.
Nah. I got to keep going.
Shit.
Nicki, 39.
Okay.
All right. DJ Quick, 38.
Okay.
JID, 37.
Higher.
50 Cent. 36.
Higher.
He should also
be. Missy Elliott, 35.
Nigga!
Who wrote this list?
Y'all niggas is retarded.
Hot New Hip Hop.
Yo, fuck them.
Sugar man. Free, 34.
Sugar Free.
Gum?
34? Over DJ Quick?
Over Drake.
33, J. Cole.
What?
MF Doom, 32, I mean.
Should be higher. But J. Cole also has a regular ass flow.
He just rapped.
Like, he has the rapper flow.
Yeah.
Twista, 31.
Come on.
He just raps fast.
Schoolboy. Yeah, but that's a thing, though.
Yeah.
Out of niggas that rap fast, he does it the best. Him and Bone Thugs.
Schoolboy Q, 30.
I mean, I put Schoolboy Q much higher than a lot of niggas on every list.
Number 29, Gucci Mane.
Get the...
Nah, you can't dispute that.
Yes, I can.
You really can't, son.
I can.
Number 28, M-E-T-H-O-D, man.
Higher. Off the strength, right?
I'm also not putting him on.
27.
Higher.
Freddie Gibbs.
Flow is really good, but like.
Not over math.
He should be where Vince Staples is.
Mac Miller, 26.
Not over math.
Nah. Mac Miller, again. Not regular ass rapper over Drake. Flow. Yeah. Pimp C. He shouldn't be top 50.
Nah.
Who? Pimp C, 25.
He shouldn't be higher than Vince Staples.
Pimp C, 25.
Over Drake?
Nigga, yes.
Pimp C over
Drake. Have you listened to like old UGK albums, nigga?
Yeah, but not over Drake.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Not for me, son.
Yeah.
And that's, but like, also, it depends. It's like, what's the criteria? Like, is it like what's like more unique? And it even then, it's still debatable.
It's both.
Yeah.
Like, what's better, what's more unique? It's all that. So, like,
they put in Pimp C's, they put, although taken from us too soon, his influence is undeniable, from pop stars like Drake, who have paid homage and sampled the rapper throughout his career, to Houston's new generation like Meg Thee Stallion and Maxo Cream, who continue to carry the torch. Pimp C's flow continues to live on.
But then, like, if you're saying, like, who you influence, at this point, they're just saying, they're just making a top 50 artist list instead of.
Yeah,
they're legit. That's what I'm.
Oh, and then they put his voice. His voice was deep, and the texture was rich.
That's
over muddy production.
That's your voice. That's not your flow.
That's true.
Yeah. That's your voice. Your voice, your delivery, your flow. Those are all three.
He has
separate
an immaculate
things.
Cadence.
That's your voice.
That's I feel like they kind of like got a little lost in what they were judging the list on.
So their list is all types of
24 is Busy Bone.
Sure.
23 is Crazy Bone.
Sure.
22 is T.I.
The fact that the Bones are separate people when they all use the same exact flow bothers me. Yeah. Same thing that with Takeoff being separate from the Migos.
They all just use the Migos flow.
Yeah. I don't care about this list, but go ahead. This
21 is Project Pat.
I tried to get the nigga to start from like 15.
Yeah.
No, because you got to see who's above who.
I see where you're going.
The Project Pat flow should be like top five. Project Pato. Come on.
That's a good point.
His flow is completely different from everyone else in 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah.
Like his flow is just the Project Pat flow. He does that shit on every single song, and you don't complain because it's fire.
It is.
One of the greatest flows of all time.
Number 20, Tupac.
Keep on.
19, Rakim.
Okay.
18, The Chef. Ooh.
Raekwon's higher than Rakim.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought. That's what I thought too.
Rakim kind of invented putting multi-syllable. You know what I'm saying?
That's what he
put. He built the syllabus.
He built the syllabus for the syllabus.
Wow, that's what he syllabi.
He built the syllabus for the syllables.
Yes, he did.
All right.
Ghostface Killer. 17.
But love that nigga to death. Not putting him above Rakim.
All right.
Wait. Number 16.
Okay.
After you've ingested all that, Future.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to flip this table. I'm going to flip the hot new hip-hop. You hear me? I'm going to flip this fucking table.
Future is probably where he should be, but a lot of other people
should
are
be
not.
Yeah.
His flow is very important. His flow, right, is important because everyone else
Chris is about to flip this table. Take your laptop off.
That's for Gucci.
Me and James had this debate yesterday. This is rap flows. I don't know if Future would be that high on a rap flow list.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because if we're
it
talking
like
about
melodic flow,
him and Young Thug
at
the top of the fucking list.
I mean, yeah.
Wait, damn, but it gets better.
I forgot Young Thug is also somewhere on this list.
Royce the 5'9".
Nigga, 15. No. Put that nigga at like fucking 80.
What?
His flow is regular.
Wait.
No,
it's a regular rap flow. Lou got him at 5.
I got him top 5.
All right, Lou.
Wait, wait till we get to the...
I mean, Bootcut Gene Twitter places different rappers in different places.
Number 14, Big Boy. Number 13, Busta Rhymes. Number 12.
Big Boy 13.
Number 12, Big L.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean...
Number 12? Should it be...
Out of 90s niggas, Big L. Yeah, but Big Pun should be much higher than whatever Big L is.
Number 11.
Okay.
I mean, so...
Yeah, got it.
So Big L number 12, Big Pun number 11, Kendrick Lamar 10.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I'm not. I wasn't mad at that.
Kendrick does like a million different flows.
I wasn't mad at that.
Well, so
Young
can't.
Thug number 9.
Okay.
Tech 9 number 8. Snoop Dogg 7.
Wait. Tech N9ne's number 8 and Twista was like 30 something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That was
the same shit.
Yeah, it is. Nas number 6. And now there's 5. And then there was 5.
This is where Chris wanted to start.
I'm gonna just keep hitting 15 until I get to top 5. I swear to God.
So, number 5. Chris's favorite rapper in the world.
Uh-huh.
Eminem.
Chris Brown?
Eminem.
Get the fuck out of here.
Man, hold on.
I've never been
that nigga garbage now. But flow-wise, he's kind of like top tier.
Don't care.
Who do you think number 4 is?
Nigga, I don't know. I just you're not building suspense.
Number four is building
annoyance.
That's what I do best. Number 4 is Jay-Z. 3, Biggie. 2,
I put Jay-Z above
Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
And number 1.
Wait, Lil Wayne?
Number 2.
Lil Wayne, flow-wise?
Yeah.
Above Eminem?
Above Eminem.
Biggie and Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Y'all niggas sucking hella dick.
Hell yeah.
Y'all niggas got the nuts on your nose. You sucking dick upside down.
Wow. What a picture he painted in my head, and I want to get it out. Like, yo, where's Will with the memory junk?
He was upside down.
What's happening?
So number 1, the number 1 flow of all time in rap, Andre 3 Stacks.
This has been like, young niggas is wrong.
You know what? You know
he's great. He's one of the greatest rappers.
He is. But not number 1 of all time.
Nah.
He's in the top 7 though.
But then again, you got to remember the criteria is fucked up, cuz they're also including a bunch of other things that just have to do with the way you rap.
Well, his shit is a whole biography, so I'm not even gonna read that.
Yeah, please.
Born in Marcy Project.
Right. So if you're going,
what?
I said Born in Marcy Project.
Andre 3000. My bad.
Nigga, who you thought I said?
He's hung
over. Who cut Gene to it?
Got Jay-Z number one.
Royce the 5'9" is number two. Like, all right, nigga.
Lewis was thinking of his list.
Yeah, I was.
But the whole thing about why this list is so fucking shitty is that if you're going off flow and one of their reasons was impact and influence, then you have to go time-wise.
Yeah,
which means you're going to have to start from mid to late 80s.
It's a lot.
Yeah, and then break it down that way. There's a lot of people that are very similar that were too far apart where it's like, hey, like you said, Twister and Tech N9ne.
Yeah.
They should be a lot closer together because their flows are similar.
Tech N9ne should be higher than Twister because he does more flows than just the one that Twister does.
Yeah.
But he should have been like Big L, Big Pun. Yeah. Where your flows are similar, Big Pun is just a little bit better than you. He's one spot above you.
Yeah, exactly. Damn, also if I had to I would probably pick Big Pun over Big L.
I feel like, honestly, yeah. I feel like there's too much criteria. There's too much criteria for these lists.
You gotta remember, that nigga was fat, so that was hard for him.
That was very difficult.
That's crazy breath control for a nigga that breathed like this.
Yo, that's a lot.
In interviews.
Yeah, mid-verses.
Yeah, mid-performance.
Yeah.
And Method Man, he was really high, but like, nah, bro. You shouldn't be that high. On a list for flows.
Yeah.
Now, when we start talking about how you deliver things, your tone, your cadence, all of that, you factor all that in, sure, you should be where you are. But this isn't a list for that. It's a list for flow.
Fair. Okay. And again, but this is all a matter of opinion.
Based on the shit that James read, their list also included all those other
things. They're doing influence and all that. So that it makes it a different list.
It's not, yeah.
It's a different list.
They just try to do a top 50 list what people did the other, a couple weeks ago and try to like remix it.
It could have been a list of like best rap styles.
That's, yeah. That I feel like that's
who has the best style.
What it was, yeah.
And then I'm going to have to say Kanye should be on that list if you're just talking about like the style that that person raps in. Because he's all style and minimal substance for the most part. But like he says shit in a manner where it's like, oh, this sounds cool.
Because
Project Pat's flow really is one of my favorite flows.
Nah, Project Pat has a legendary
Juvenile has flow. One of the greatest flows ever.
Yeah, see, they left out a lot of. They left out a lot of
what you're saying.
And even when you go back to the 80s and the late 70s, and there's a lot of people that are missing from that list that are supposed to be thrown on there. But you know, it's like you said, it's too much criteria to cover because now you got. You got influence on generations. You got flows that influenced artists. You got other artists who looked up to this. Like, it's too much.
It should have gone.
It's too much.
If you're going to be that specific and you're talking about. And if influence is one of your factors, then it has to go.
See,
time.
The thing, though, right, is when people make lists about, like, the greatest of all time in anything, you always factor influence in. But then. Like, you can only do that but so much because you've got rappers like Nas who were influenced by, like, Kumo D and shit like that. But he came along and he did it so much better than them where, like, they can't be ranked higher than him because he is better than them. But, like, but they can be ranked higher than other people because they influenced, like, some other niggas that are much higher on this list. So it's shit gets muddled.
It's fucking stupid. I hate lists.
It just gives people's headaches.
Yeah, I hate lists.
I hate top 50 lists.
I hate all lists.
Like, your list is dumb, and I don't need to read 50 entries on your dumb list. Like, you can give me 10. I'll sit through, like, 5 dumb entries, and then, like, the top 5, like, I'll argue with you about.
But not 50?
Not 50, damn, nigga. Damn. Like, at the end of the year, I read all, like, the fucking 50 top albums of the year shit, mainly because, like, I try to find good albums that I just completely missed. Because with Apple Music, you don't even see half the shit that gets released.
Yeah, you really don't.
Like, I wouldn't have known that the Griselda album came out if I hadn't followed West Side Gun.
You got to search for that
and
shit.
And that's a fucking Shady Records release.
Yeah.
It's amazing, by the way. I've been cooking cocaine in my whip. I shot
30 niggas on the way over here.
Damn.
I still hear the Pyrex clicking, nigga.
Chef Dreads?
Yes.
That's my shit.
Yeah, I got a bump. I got a bump.
Second track in, I'm just like, yeah, nigga, we killing niggas. Yeah. Razor blade.
Shout out Buffalo, man.
Yeah, wait till I get to this fucking second job. I'm slapping the shit out. Oh, you my bad.
But yeah, son, like, your top 50 list is wrong.
I hate lists. I hate all of the award shows. hate.
Yo, I kind of wanted to complain about the awards show.
Go ahead. Please. I'm with you.
My number one complaint is
it's stupid.
One.
That's one.
Y'all niggas running around saying like, "Yo, fuck a Grammy. I don't want a Grammy." Matter of fact, we gotta have a whole music section because I remember there was some fuck shit I wanted to address.
This might be our only music podcast that we've done.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
But go ahead. Yeah, but, go ahead.
Like, there's a lot of shit I want to address that happened this week.
Let's get it.
I'm going to start here with the Grammys. First of all, to my fellow artists, all y'all niggas that say Grammys are bullshit, you are correct. However, you're also wrong. Grammys are bullshit until you win one.
Yes, that's
you
a
win
big
a Grammy, fact. Your entire perspective on that shit is going to change. So don't try to like downplay the other niggas' achievements that are winning Grammys. Nope. Let them have their moment. And all the niggas like Freddie Gibbs that are getting snubbed, even though you do have the greatest rap album of the year and they will never recognize you for it, it doesn't matter because you still getting the checks and that's what matters most.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Bro, 50 had 12 nominations for Get Rich or Die Trying and didn't win one.
I didn't remember that.
Didn't win one. Jeez.
Kendrick
not
did
one.
Kendrick dropped one of the best albums of the decade.
Didn't Macklemore take all?
Yes. And Macklemore went up
and
there.
And Ryan Lewis.
Macklemore is like, ain't you know you deserved it more? Shut up, white boy. You stealing from the black man. That's what y'all do. We don't need your apology.
At least you can see Chris's face
to
right
this,
now,
nigga.
Chris is like somebody hit the auto dry on him.
And you want to apologize to the nigga through text, nigga? Shut the fuck up. Say that shit on stage in front of all those other white folks that think you actually did something, pussy nigga.
That's drum food.
Drum food, baby.
That's big food right there.
Like
that was great.
Yeah, I've
been getting angry about shit.
That was great. That was
three,
great.
3-4 podcasts.
Yo, we gotta get him angry more often.
You're entering your curmudgeon stage. Like,
but it's all about like reasonable shit.
Yeah,
like no, white people stealing things. Like,
for sure.
Stop. Please.
I feel like that's your only thing, just across different platforms. White people stealing movies, music, media,
drinks.
Yeah. Honestly, white people. Stop. White people, I don't even want your women anymore. That's how low on the totem pole. Y'all niggas, I'm lying
damn
a little bit.
I'm saying you dying out. Yeah,
Carmen Electra wave at me. Things change.
Okay,
nostalgia fucks. You know what I mean,
nostalgia fucks.
But the whole thing with that is the reason.
Wow.
The reason I never cared about the Grammys and shit like that is because shit like this does happen. The Grammys isn't people nominated.
It's
right?
The Grammy Academy.
It's the Grammy Academy.
And it's the record label's paying for the nomination.
And they said it's a bunch of
80 and 90 year old.
And
Ninth Wonder.
And Ninth Wonder.
He's the only nigga I know that actually knows what's going on that's on the Grammy board.
So it's a bunch
of like him and Pharrell just trying their hardest.
They're trying.
It's a bunch of like out of touch people just making these decisions, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So again, why do we care? And that like that's always
we care because it's the biggest award in music.
Who cares,
and we would love to see it go to people that
it's like being
it
in TV and you win a Golden Globe or an Emmy.
But right,
so
but
fuck
the,
it.
But the thing is, it's like I understand what the Grammys growing up used to mean, right? Before we found out that it was a bunch of like propaganda bullshit and it was a bunch of politics. So it's like, why do we care anymore? People say, I feel like back then it used to be like a bargaining chip, like where it's like you could go in to your record label, blah, 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 and say, yo, I have a Grammy, blah,
oh,
blah, blah.
It's still very much
it
that.
It still is, yeah.
Right.
Like, because it never like lost
if
its
I
value.
I would have won a Grammy, my fucking price goes up.
Just being nominated.
Just being nominated is enough for you to just like, boom. Yeah.
It's cool. But now in the age where you got a bunch of independent people where you have things like TDE, Dreamville, that you're as long as you get that kind of recognition, you're more likely to pop than if you have a Grammy. Because those people still losing Grammy. Kendrick didn't get his Grammy. Still fucking godlike, right? Yeah. So that's the thing. It's like, and it's I see the same thing every year. I see people talk about shit about the Grammys. Oh, fuck this. You're snubbing this, snubbing that. Then why the fuck does everyone keep paying attention to these people who we know are out of touch that, like, what? Like,
it's because it still gets a lot of coverage.
Yeah. But all right.
Like, I still watch the Grammys just to see who wins out of the people
you know
that
what it
are
is
nominated.
I could just fucking like, Google it the next day. And,
like this
and
time,
at the same time, I don't care.
I'm way more interested in seeing what happens for like the new artists that are heavily nominated. So like Billie Eilish and shit. Like I want to see how many awards Billie Eilish gets.
Oh, she's gonna
she should get a fucking lot.
Yeah.
Gonna, you know the thing is, it's because with hip hop, it's not gonna make much of a difference if we start because. There's so many other categories. They do it for everything. Like, you get a Grammy for
what
a
is
book.
Urban contemporary?
So, I told you.
I don't know what that means.
I tweeted you the other day. I told you what
I saw that. And I was like, that makes sense. But that's not what they say.
It's just new black people.
That's what translates
like,
to.
Why do y'all niggas keep letting them say urban and like be happy like, when like, you get that award?
Like the thing is, I feel like the Grammys for you know for music is like being an NBA wing and a championship ring. That's basically what it is. Yeah. Like if you go your whole career without winning a Grammy, it's like
you're still getting checks.
You're still getting checks. It's just like the NBA. You're still getting checks, but you didn't win that ring. But it doesn't. It doesn't really matter.
It's a thing.
It just
like,
adds to your.
It's a thing in your industry that you aspire to achieve because it's like the highest honor within.
It's held. Like, you know, you watch back, you see Michael Jackson winning a million. And
but, like, I don't know who, like, the greatest basketball player who never won a ring was, but I'm sure that nigga's perfectly fine with how his career played out.
He got five.
Damn, now who was it?
The greatest.
Charles Barkley.
Patrick Ewing.
Charles Barkley.
No.
That was your question? Who's the greatest basketball player with no rings?
Carmelone. Carmelone could be the
mailman.
Yeah, because he's number two on the list of all time scoring, and that nigga was a machine.
I'm sure that nigga not losing any.
That nigga scored 36,000 points.
Yeah, me too. In 2K 18, 19, 16. Hey. If you add them all up, 36,000.
Yo, that's me. Anytime I play as the Yankees in any MLB game, I put the game on easy, and it's a fucking home run derby. Red Sox be so stressed.
You kind of just set it that way just for your self-esteem.
Yeah. That's the only way I play MLB games.
And
I just violate.
I do the same thing with the Knicks. Just put my nigga on the Knicks, put my sliders all the way up 99.
That's how you know. Yo, I don't know what sliders Kareem had because that nigga scored 38,000 points in his career.
Yep.
Shout out to LeBron for cracking, you know, 33,000 points.
Yeah, man. Good for him.
Shout out to LeBron.
I think with – I don't –
But yeah,
like, I know you guys made that comparison. I still don't get why people give a shit.
No,
it's because it's coming from. It's not coming from. I think like
it's what Marcel said.
It's like, the highest, but it's the highest honor from a bunch of people that don't give a fuck.
Exactly,
about you.
But so it's still held there no matter what. No, unfortunately,
what Marcel said was that people don't care until they win one.
Yeah.
They're fucking stupid. It's just like, they're fucking stupid.
That's why I enjoyed Drake's speech when he won last year.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, this shit really doesn't matter. Like, they try to make you think that you need this. You don't need this.
You really don't.
And it's all facts because I feel like his you know, disagreement with the Grammy stemmed from when he won Best Rap Song for an R&B song.
Yeah.
For Hotline, I think it was Hotline Bling.
Yeah.
And he was like,
I didn't rap.
This ain't a rap song.
Like, I sing the whole time.
So the reason why this shit is whole fucking stupid, the other reason for me is that you look at certain albums that come out and the genres that they're put under. It's a bunch of people that don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah,
it's a bunch of people that are not a part of hip hop, rap culture. I'm only using that as an example because that's the main music I listen to.
About, yeah.
Right? So the whole argument with people go back and forth with Post Malone and shit like that, where it's like, oh, he's a rapper. Oh, no, he's a fucking rock artist, alternative, blah, blah, blah. Tyler and his and Eagle, the Eagle.
Post Malone doesn't rap.
He doesn't rap.
He sings.
He sings, but then.
His words rhyme sometimes.
Right. But then, again, you have
Tyler,
like,
the Creator's album, not a rap album.
Yeah. All right.
It should win that award because, like, it's got to win for something as great as it is, but it should just be nominated for Album of the Year.
Right? But now, again,
should win that shit.
The lines are so blurred where James just read off 50 of the fucking most
top flows
in hip-hop and shit like that from Hot New Hip-Hop, and it was a bunch of singing niggas on there.
Yeah.
Who technically, that's what confuses me the most. You got people that are singing their bars, and one's considered rap, the other one's considered alternative or whatever. What the fuck is... You got drums, you got nigga talking about cocaine, bitches, titties, and money, and with tattoos on the face, neck, chest, dick, probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
All these different things.
That shit fucked up.
Yeah. That's what Young Thug said. He had baby's name tatted on his.
Yeah.
So,
and then, moving on.
No, but then, like, talking about drinking lean, if you listen to the content, it's the same thing as thing, but for some reason, it's not categorized as this, or it is categorized as that. Listen. Like, it's confusing. Who gives a fuck?
You know what's not confusing, Chris?
Titties. Titties I've never confused me in my life.
Yeah, I've never been confused by them either. But
they're pretty straightforward.
Unless you go to the wrong doctor.
Wowzers.
He's not wrong. I've seen some botch jobs, buddy.
Now, wow. I mean, but I kind of like the titties that, like,
that are cross-eyed?
No, the titties that kind of just fall to the side.
The lazy eyed.
The lazy. Ooh.
The titties that just, like, go over to the love handles and they just get propped up and just look like a little trophy and just wow.
What's not confusing is fucking Old Town Road is a country song that's nominated, that's not nominated for best country song. So there's that. It's the highest selling song ever.
Yeah.
Not nominated for best country song.
All right.
Because okay. it's
a country song,
X.
but
yeah,
it's
but
not.
It's a little black boy.
It's nominated for song of the year.
And speaking of that, it was crazy
fucking
how
Billy Ray Cyrus
he jumped on the record, yeah.
And it's not a country song. It's not nominated for best country song.
They would only do it if because what happened was, remember when he jumped on the remix and the country genre wasn't accepting it, and then
yeah, I don't give a fuck whether or not they accepted it. If, all y'all niggas got ears,
and then they tried to. Now the country outlets tried to put it out as Billy Ray Cyrus featuring Lil Nas X.
Nah, fam.
It's like, yo, what do y'all do? If they were success, if Lil Nas X let that rock, which he should never let that rock.
No.
They would have then
just white people trying to steal our shit again.
They would have put it. They would have put it up. They would have put it up for a Grammy or whatever the case was.
Yeah, fuck that.
You know, and that's what's fucked up about it.
Fuck the Grammys until I get one. And now, on to someone that also agrees with said sentiment.
I agree.
This nigga Gold Link. I hope you get shot, my nigga. Honestly. I'm going to keep it a buck. Because you a whole bitch.
What did he do?
Oh, yo, son. You weren't. Oh, nah. It was bad, bad.
I missed it.
Yeah, it was,
I missed it. This is great.
He
I get
put
to
out
listen.
A letter to Mac Miller or about Mac Miller out of nowhere. No one asked for this.
No one expected
he shouldn't
this.
Have done
nobody.
This.
Gold Link.
Yeah.
Letter.
He was like, yo, Mac Miller. This is how he starts the shit. I'm not surprised that you died the way you did. And then he goes on, yeah. Right? Where he goes on and continues to talk about how they had some sort of relationship where Mac Miller, like, Gold Link put out this one album that no one really cared about and it wasn't that good. But it was all just, for the most part, yeah, basically. Except that first mixtape. That shit was hard. After that.
I probably like two songs from each album, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I got money all around me.
That song is it's great. I'm never listening to that shit again.
Damn.
That nigga gets no play from here on out just based on how you conduct yourself.
Yo, that intro alone that he just, that he said.
Off the first
son,
bar.
Off that, I was just like, wow, this nigga wildin'. But then he goes deeper into it, right? And he says, like, oh, I dropped this album. I played it for you after you took me on tour. This man took you under his wing, and now you're disrespecting him after he died.
He died.
But going on, he was like, and after I played that for you, you put out the Divine Feminine, and you copied my whole shit on that album. And you got all the praise and accolades for it. And, like, I had an Anderson .Paak feature. Then you had an Anderson .Paak feature. Like, nigga, you're not the first nigga to get an Anderson .Paak feature.
And then Anderson .Paak came out and said, I should beat your motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
Stupid ass little boy.
You really did?
Anderson .Paak came back,
son,
right?
Nobody's rocking with this nigga based off this. Like,
oh, my God.
Like, how do you conduct yourself in such a manner? And like, look at yourself in the mirror and feel okay with who you are as a human being. Not even as a man, just as a fucking walking, breathing person that has emotions and feelings. How could you do that?
As opposed to the opposite of all that.
I mean, he is the opposite of all that. Yeah. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yo, what?
Yeah, it was really like left field.
Did he delete everything?
No, it's still there.
He left it up. He just won't let anyone comment on it.
Yeah.
He doesn't want anyone telling him he's wrong for being shit. A fuck nigga.
The bitch ass.
So, the whole thing with that, it kind of seemed to come out of like left field. No one knows why. If you can make your assumptions, you can say, yo, this guy's in like the wrong kind of headspace. He could have been drunk. He could have felt like he could have been in his feelings and just
project. He went on that Grammy rant right before he did this.
And
so,
then
like, he's just
and then projected it the wrong way. Yeah. And I just go back to like what Lewis was saying, just like, oh yeah, keeping family and shit like that off of Instagram. Like I've kind of done the same. Like I just keep my personal shit off of Instagram.
Yeah.
Like you should have people. I'm not gonna blame you for saying those things if that's how you feel in the moment, good, bad, or indifferent. But like as far as like your brand and all that shit goes, you kind of know that it's not going
to
help
the
it.
The thing is, though, I wouldn't feel any type of way if you went to that man and said that shit to his face.
Yeah.
But you were sitting there smiling in this nigga's face for his whole, like, however long he was alive and y'all were cool. You held on to that shit and you was smiling and dapping it up with that nigga.
Yeah.
You a bitch.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like you could say that, say it to your homie in private, and then hopefully your homie who's not a yes man.
You shouldn't
be
out here hanging out with niggas you don't fuck with.
Yeah,
number one.
But then taking all the limelight from, or as much limelight as you can get from, like
and like your PR team got to be sweating right now. Because, like, you really, you just went out there and you just said all this wild shit about some dude that's pretty much beloved by all.
I would have dropped him if I was a manager.
This is crazy.
Yeah, I'd have been off. I'd be like, nah, nigga. I don't know how you bounce it back from this.
You got
this. I won't feel comfortable rolling with you when you're on the same lineup as Schoolboy Q.
I'm not getting shot.
Yeah.
Like, I seen this nigga Schoolboy Q cry a million times on camera just after mentioning that nigga's name. I don't want to be in the same room as the two of y'all. I'm good.
That Anderson. And the thing about that is I think Schoolboy Q is also on his World Crash Tour.
Crash Bandicoot?
No, not that one.
What? he was doing like a real limited tour because he was just like, I don't feel like touring like that anymore.
Right. But you better hope this nigga don't run down on you in like Germany or some shit like that where the laws ain't the same or whatever the fuck the case is.
Bro, this like, shit is, he did too, way too much with this.
Yeah,
shit.
That's
just wild. And nobody asked for it.
Yeah, my thing is, it's like, unnecessary, especially man. The person that you chose. Like, I always loved Mac Miller.
Yeah.
And shit like that. He's never bothered me.
Even
like,
if you don't really fuck with his music, no one has anything bad to say about that.
As a
nigga.
Person.
So you know he must have been pretty
even
chill.
Even his ex was like, yo.
Yeah.
That
like,
none of my exes will say that shit.
Just like, early on, I didn't rock with that nigga's music. And then he dropped like fucking watching movies. And after that, I was like, oh, all right, cool. I'm here for this.
Nah, fucking.
Like before that, I was like, yo, I don't fuck with this corny little nigga. And then I was like, oh, nah. I never realized like, yo.
There was songs here and there. Like,
yeah.
Nike's on my feet.
On that album, I was like, yo, you can rap.
Kool-Aid and Frozen.
I might have just been hating before this.
Kool-Aid and Frozen Pizza, I love all that shit. I play that shit to this day.
Man. Chuck English was like, yo, you probably should have just saved that in the drafts because there's some niggas that's not going to let that slide the way you think they're going to let that slide.
Nope, they're not.
Definitely not.
Anderson. Like, yeah, man. Anderson's not. And I don't blame him.
And he was like, yo, I'm not even a tough guy.
Yeah, that's exactly what you reading Anderson Paak's
yeah,
right now? Yeah,
I
am.
Know.
Corny, son.
Yeah, I saw it in your face.
James is upset right now.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I might pull up on Goldlink, man.
Like, and the thing is, you're not that great of an artist where it's just like, oh, I'm going to hold on to the music.
You're not great at all.
He was getting praise. Like, he was coming up. Like, he was getting praise.
Yeah,
people.
Like,
you just fucked your whole shit up.
At least for a good.
Damn. Same thing. You just dropped a joint with Tyler.
It's the same
thing. And you know who Tyler was cool with before you?
Yeah,
very cool.
Mac Miller.
It's the same thing with Daniel Caesar. On the come up. Yep. And it's like you said some stupid shit that rubbed a lot of people, including myself, the wrong way. It's like there's a lot more other people who make music like you.
Yep.
That boom. I haven't found out about their bullshit yet.
Listen to Pink Shorts.
Yep. Boom.
Or Pink Sweats.
Pink Sweats.
But why would you think? But why would you think it'd be all right to say I'm not surprised you died?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
That's crazy.
Like that's the most.
Like as you were typing it, did you not think that was not a good thing?
I should have just off.
Like, even if he meant, like, yo, I kind of saw it coming, like, you worded differently.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Matter like, fact, you don't say shit about the shit at all.
No.
Out of nowhere.
Just leave it alone.
Why? Just shut up.
Especially when he helped you out
so
and took you on tour.
He's mad that basically, like, he took most of his shine. But it's like, after his death, you're on the up.
Fam.
Why would you fuck that up?
Like,
well, it's over for
niggas
that.
Niggas wasn't talking about your album because it was whack.
Now they ain't
niggas
talking about
talking
a period.
About his album. Because they liked it. I also didn't like that album either. So if you did influence it, you fucked up a Mac Miller album because there's one in between all the other Mac Miller albums that I don't like, and it's the one that you claim you influenced. Mm. So maybe you just whack, bro.
Word?
Oh.
I'm like, oh, word? I got to go back and listen to that one.
Whack or not, and that shit's done for.
Yeah,
I
don't really fuck with the Divine.
My man Anderson went in.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that response.
That's
yes, I mean, loud. that was a free one.
That's Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
So Lou, you were at a video shoot yesterday.
Yeah,
what
me
happened?
And James. We shot a video. we shot a video.
Hey, wasn't that the first thing I brought up at the top of the podcast?
We just never got back to it.
Yeah, we segued
all, right,
all
so
the way down the hill.
We did. How we start is how we close. Go ahead.
There you go. Yeah, so we shot a video for Antonette's next single, So Good.
So good.
Yeah.
You're good to me. So good.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
You know the
me.
Vibes.
So good.
Uh-huh.
Titties.
Hey.
Titties.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
Hey. Hey.
Remix, baby.
Remix.
Wait, was that Mario I Wanna Know?
I don't know, nigga.
That's what it sounded like.
I was just doing drums.
That's what drum food does. Drum. Yeah,
I do drums. That's it. 2020, I do drums exclusively.
I like
it's not,
that.
It's not xylophone foo.
I like. Oh, you right?
Wow, maybe it should be.
Harp foo.
Harp foo.
Harp foo.
Theremin foo. All
right, nigga.
Wow.
Nigga right. Called me Theraflu. That's crazy. Oh,
James, he's the producer. I got a question for him later that we were discussing yesterday.
Oh, okay.
We'll get into it later.
All right. Whoever it's about, they're wrong.
Nah, but it was a fun day yesterday.
Okay. The fucking Airbnb or whatever you guys got looks fucking nice.
Yeah. Cool.
Niggas is starting to care about Jersey?
Yeah.
Oh, no,
Jersey City.
Yo, my nigga, that part of Jersey was like Manhattan.
The highest part of Jersey is nice. They're getting nice over there.
Jersey Heights? Yo, how much that shit?
Yeah, it's a lot, nigga.
Oh,
all right. Nigga, you don't live there. Why you say it like that?
I live 15 minutes away. Where
a lot of duckets.
Yeah, Lewis said it like he don't want me moving into his neighborhood.
Right? He said it's a lot, nigga. Stay out.
That's
too close
bracket.
For comfort.
Hey, yo, Lou, what we having tonight? Empanadas? Nigga, that's 8 days in a row. We eat more than just empanadas.
No,
Chris, nah, apparently nah, fuck not, that. Nigga.
Chris definitely come to my house and did it because he knows that Dominicans will be like, we don't have that. We always got it.
Yeah, word.
No, but Airbnb is cool. I guess time has gone by. I could talk about that other Airbnb bullshit, right?
Yeah, oh,
It's not Airbnb. We actually used another app called PeerSpace.
Okay.
And
really dope app, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, it's a pretty good app if you want to like find spaces for like events, like parties or shoes, stuff like that. But the first place I got was in Soho, and the nigga tried to finesse me. And I was like, where, nigga? So I got the original price. Then like he tried to pull some shit where like he was like, oh, can we adjust the amount? And he was trying to get me paid more through Cash App. But his excuse was that if I accept it, I'm going to get more fees in the back end from PeerSpace. I wasn't gonna fall for that shit, so I called them and they like said like, "Nah, he's lying to you."
Can't yeah, it's like the site serves as a middleman, and he tried to become the middleman and make the site the other guy. Like it's like
what? I would have ended up paying almost double.
Yeah.
Than my original thing.
And now that nigga got no bread.
And he got no,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. You want to be greedy and try to collect.
So we went to Jersey. The place was cheaper. It was nicer. It was bigger.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bigger, dope, faster, dope. Better, stronger.
Yes.
All that, son.
Yo, and you know, luckily enough, the guy happened to have this nice, what material was the A? He had a letter A.
It was wood, I think.
It was wood?
I think it was wood.
It was wood with like it was like supposed to have like a metallic looking finish.
Okay.
And it was like in the corner by the window. It looked really good. And
giant A.
It worked out.
Yes, yeah, it's great.
It worked out really well, it's actually.
To be, for sure.
Yeah.
That's crazy because Anthony's A.
You got it.
Did it great. You did great.
We all walked in and got it too. It was crazy.
Niggas didn't even have to bring that.
Nope.
Yo, that's crazy.
You had to bring that.
Yo, nigga,
and then they put the Pixar lamp on top of it.
Yeah.
Wait till you see that. That's like a little Easter egg there for niggas that watch Pixar.
Y'all know it's corny.
It's not an Easter egg if you just if tell people about
before the video comes out.
Ain't nobody listening.
Also, why do they call it Easter egg? Oh, because like Easter egg hunts?
Yeah.
Okay,
find it, yeah.
All right, you put that together.
Yo,
see, dumb and smart nigga.
Progression over here, nigga. Captain Progression.
I am the dumb. I have to think about it. I am the dumb and smart nigga. You're right. There you go. Go ahead.
But shout out to Ant's cousin Pauline. She did all the choreography.
Word. Shout out to Pauline.
Yeah. So that was dope. We finally got choreography in one of her videos.
It was really good.
She came on a podcast one time and nigga said she can't dance, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, I'm going to show you, niggas.
She said, all right, I got you. Actually?
No.
Nah.
Wow.
Wait, someone said Ant can't dance?
Yeah, I think it was James.
Oh, James?
I remember there was one time I asked her if she could, just because I've never seen it. And yeah. I've only heard James make fun of her dance moves on stage.
So with that being said,
and she was like, yeah, like
next time she's in here, dance off.
There you go.
There we go.
So we got some choreograph. We got some good settings.
Nice.
We used the same people we used for this first video, so that was dope.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did you?
Yeah.
No, no, oh, videographers.
So I'm like, nigga, none of those people were there. What are you talking about?
Kristen, I wasn't there.
Yeah, I had to think about it. I was like, no, I was pretty sure I was at home.
Nobody poured drinks in Marcus's mouth this time.
Important. I would hope not.
I would shoot up all of New Jersey.
But that's also shout out to Marcy. She was the set manager trying to take my whole job
she
yesterday.
Did great. She did great.
All I heard is that I got at least 10% coming. 10 of the 20%. Yeah, I'm going shopping.
Wait, you taking 50%?
Huh?
Taking 50%?
Not
20%?
Yes. I am taking 50%.
Disagree. You got
10%. Yeah. There you go. But she was giving suggestions to my suggestions. I didn't know how to feel about that.
Listen, I was at home. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
she was being real independent yesterday.
But she was. Her suggestions better than yours. Yeah.
Shout out my baby being I-N-D-E-P-E. Look, independent ass that don't know how to find a goddamn truck. No, never mind. Go ahead. My bad. I jumped the gun. Go ahead.
When it was done, then we had a show. So it was a pretty busy day.
Yo, I was making moves.
Y'all was going.
Shout out to Moves.
Wow, that was great. That was a great plug. So
y'all was really going from like 9 a.m.
Oh, 9 a.m.
until like 1 a.m.
Yeah. It was a long ass day.
Yeah. I was, again, at home.
Day in the life, nigga.
Mm-hmm. He said a day in the life for you.
Yeah, for you. Yep.
Nah, for Luke.
I'm just going to be in my house.
My ass
beats.
Is like, recording studio, home. Oh. Y'all niggas have fun with that shit.
Only fans.
Yeah. Home.
Yep. Fuck that.
So we got to the show spot. Then it was an impromptu podcast. And she was so that
it was cool. Yeah. They had some that spot was really really dope. It's called Headroom Social.
Headroom Bar and Social.
It was a pretty lit. Like when you walk in, there's a bar right there, and like it's all glass windows. And
I saw
you walk around, and then there was like another space where like
all the vendors
people had all the vendors, and then you make a right and walk in, and they have like a big ass like area where there was more vendors, a stage, another bar.
I saw strip that it was on when I looked it up on Google Maps because I was gonna come after.
It was
I got
like Manhattan shit, like for real.
That whole block.
They had the cobblestone streets and shit. Like,
yeah, it's dead ass all on Google Maps.
Oh, I have a funny ass story. So we're all walking. Me, Marcy, Aunt Lewis. We're walking to the venue, and then Lewis he had like his work camera with him. So he was like, "Yo, I'm about to run back and grab the camera." So me, Marcy, and Aunt are standing at the corner, and I'm like, "Yo, girls, wait, we're just waiting for Lou." Lou ran real quick.
This nigga James tried to pimp my girlfriend and Aunt.
Yo, and it's funny because like Aunt had
I don't know what was happening when I came.
You didn't
back.
Know what was going on, so. Aunt had, like, before she got out the car, she had some tea in a one of them shit freaking forever heat thermoses that, like, keep the shit's been warm all day. And I was scared because it's been in the car.
I just want to say I hate forever thermoses because at that point, it's just a thermos. He's just describing what the thermos should be fucking doing. Yeah. It's keeping, but go ahead.
That's different. No, I was impressed. It made me want to buy one because
buy a thermos.
Nah, because it was mad fucking cold and the shit was still hot. It was hot. So, like, before she left, she poured some into
a thermos.
Nah, it's like,
but like a regular thermos doesn't do that.
I don't know like, where y'all get your thermos.
Yo,
from,
bro,
but when I get my thermos,
bro, the shit was hot. Like, okay, and they just took it off the stove.
I keep a Yeti on deck.
I just imagine, you know how the fucking Mandalorians running around with Baby Yoda.
This is just me and a Yeti. What's the sound they make?
Nigga, that's a Wookiee. I'm mad I did the noise, didn't have to tell you what it is. But essentially.
Smartest dumb nigga.
Yeah.
So yeah. So before we leave the car, he
really is the dumbest smart nigga, and you are the smartest dumb nigga because he swapped
you're
it
right,
on you.
Y'all are right there.
Oh, I thought he was talking about him.
Nah, nigga, he finessed you.
Earlier, he called me the dumbest smart nigga.
Yeah, that's how he was setting up the finesse.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah. He's smart.
The lines have been blurred.
So. So,
wow,
that was great. So Aunt doesn't want to bring the thermos, so she pours some into a bottle. So we standing at the corner waiting for Lou to come back. So they were like, so Marcy and Aunt are trying to like figure out how to stay warm. So they're like, oh wait, if we grab the bottle, it's warm.
I was gone for 2 minutes,
and I was like, yeah. So they're standing at the corner. Gripping a bottle. So I'm like, so they're like, yo, look how warm it is. So I put my hand on the bottle. So I'm like, oh shit, this shit is warm. So there's a guy that's walking. He walks, and as he's turning the corner to he turns around, he keeps turning around, and I'm looking at him, and he makes a comment. I forgot what he said. He said he wanted to know what we were doing.
And mind your business.
Yeah, like so he comes towards us. And I'm like, and he's like, oh, what's going on? And they're like, oh, we're staying warm. He's like, oh, look, body heating. And
this
and then
weirder.
He grabs the bottle also. And then he leaves and touches me on the shoulder.
Oh, and this is when right. I come back oh, and I'm like, who and then
Luke, right. can't want to touch a girl.
And then Luke, right. no, no, like I told him, no, like I, wait, what?
Wait, what? Wait, what?
Like I said, I had a right hook pending.
Yeah.
in the vault. Locked and loaded. It was ready.
Yeah. I come back, there's a whole other nigga in the group. I left three of y'all here.
And then he just
sees this new bald nigga's like, damn, they replaced me.
Yo, and then, he just walked off.
Yeah.
That was weird.
That's Jersey shit.
Look up. Yeah. Look how y'all got my baby in Jersey.
It was look how your baby bottom. Got just your baby in Jersey.
Because Marcia said, well, maybe he's not from around here. I'm like, nah.
Nah, he's from around here. We not from around here.
Yeah, her stupid ass.
So that was interesting. But yeah, like that venue was really dope. They had some dope vendors there that had, you know, cupcakes and pastries.
I looked them up all on Instagram.
Bring back cupcakes?
Yeah.
They had like some trash friends.
Yeah, nigga, I asked you on the way home. I'm like,
you didn't explain.
I didn't want to.
I was already like out doing shit. Oh, actually, based on the time that these niggas started, I would have went.
I said the same thing to Bro, James.
Yeah. So we didn't know.
The shit was supposed to start. I got out of work at like 5:15. That's like when I'm just walking out of the store. I still had to cross the fucking mall, go to the parking lot, get out of the parking lot, which still got extra 20 minutes, and then drive home. And I was starving. Because I ain't eat since like 9 a.m. that day. Shit. So I drive, go get food, and I look up. I looked up how long it would take me to get to the place that morning, and it said 47 minutes. So I was like, yo, bet, I'm good.
That's nice.
I could go home, shower, blah, blah, blah. Excuse me. Whatever, because I smelled like mad boxes because I was on packing.
Which type
shit.
Of? Oh, okay.
Like cardboard boxes?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oof. That is a bad smell.
Yeah, it's like not. It. I don't like it.
Mm-mm.
So, then I looked up, like, on the way home, I was calling a little bit of traffic, so I looked up how to get to the place. This shit said 1 hour and 54 minutes. I was like, nope. I'm not making that shit.
Nope.
But she told me sound check was at 6. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yo, even by the time I get home, I wouldn't get there until, like, 8:30 or, like, whatever. And then it's like, that's if I find parking immediately. Because I looked up on Google Maps what the street looked like, and it looked like one of those places where you probably have to drive down, like, 3-4 blocks away.
Yeah.
Or at least look for parking, and you may get lucky, may not get lucky, right? You can either find parking in 5 minutes or you can find parking in 45 minutes. So then I said, I didn't know when Ant was going to perform. So I was like, I don't want to drive almost 2 hours
for no
to
reason.
This
no
place reason. To watch.
Just to bring Marcy home?
Yeah, exactly, to bring her home. And I knew y'all niggas was there. So I was like,
Should've
all right.
Know we were there, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. That's a different story.
Yeah, I know the story.
Stupid. So Marcy thought.
I know she listens to this podcast. It's stupid. So
Marcy's so like,
we felt bad for Marcy because they kept pushing the show back, and we're like, yo, oh, you know, my bad. We know we were gonna tell you you're gonna get home early. She's like, I'm just worried about taking the train this late. And we all just looked at her like, what?
We all stopped and looked at her like this.
Fucking,
come on,
doofus!
Like, what the fuck? Is
you right home?
Like, we all just gonna drive home and just leave Marcy there? Like,
I love that idiot. Fucking dummy. I was so mad. Yo, so
she
like,
does she not know how friendship works?
Yo. So,
how many of us have them?
Apparently, she don't have many.
Yeah.
Like, her homies clearly leave her out to dry.
Yeah. They seem like it.
So now,
I know when this nigga hit me, like, yo, you going? I was like, this nigga probably trying to carpool. And I was like, all right. And I was also just like, nah.
Yeah. I would have said, fuck the shower. Just use the cologne that I keep in my trunk.
The little hoe bath.
Yeah.
Wash the ball piece.
Yo, real niggas keep the hoe bath in the trunk.
That's true.
Yeah. The only
I keep a stick of deodorant back there.
Me too.
I had one in my jacket.
The only problem now that it's getting so cold.
That was a whole segment.
I did.
I'm like, what?
He started taking off things in the middle.
Wait, what? You got butt ass in the venue?
To put deodorant on? He got butt ass to put deodorant
on? Yeah, and then you put everything back on.
But James, he started.
That's how the deodorant like rubs against like all your clothes. So James, now everything's
But James
good.
Started pants first.
I did. He ever deodorized the inner thighs?
You gotta keep the ball piece deodorized.
You have to.
Yeah, it's a very crucial part.
D-O for the B-O.
D-O for the B-O. So okay, the only bro. Problem with keeping the cologne in the trunk now that it's getting so cold,
she was freezing.
Cold as shit.
Yo, I never thought about that. I rarely ever use it.
Yeah,
cologne
doesn't freeze.
It's like alcohol.
But it's cold as fuck.
It's just an ice spray.
It's an ice spray.
Wake you the fuck up.
Smells like Versace, but it's cold.
Dolce Gabbana ice for men.
Dolce ice.
I like that.
Like,
keep that in the tuck. Write that down.
Yeah, but so like yesterday,
what are you gonna do with that?
I'll email Dolce.
And Gabbana. Don't forget to CC Gabbana. He got tight the last time we CC him on the email.
It's like Celino without the Barnes, you know?
See, there you go. It's like the toys without the R Us. They try to bring that bullshit back. I can't wait to steal from that place again.
Word. It's like Yardies without the oxtail.
They never have it. What are you talking about?
They're on brand, James. They're on brand. So now I'm asleep, right? I wake up and what was weird is I'm not the height and weight like nigga, but I'm 6'3", 230, right? Why is my girlfriend who's 4'11", whatever the fuck she weighs, because I don't know, nor care, text me saying, hey, did you leave work yet? Okay, let me know when you get home. I'm like, bitch, you the one that's in Jersey. God damn, you the one that's far away that don't know how to fight and shit like that. I'm fine. I'm in familiar grounds. Like, I'm good. Most part. You over there in western, eastern, southwest, north, bubble fuck.
Yes, we are.
Across the bridge.
Oh, we were.
Yeah. Yep. Telling me, oh, make sure you let me know when you... Nigga, you let me know when you get home. Right? So I said, okay. I said, let me know when you get to the venue and then when you leave it. That's it. Go home, take a nap. I wake up. Some shit is going on in the other room. So I'm like, I'm talking to my parents and my sister. And then, like, in the middle of it, she texts me. She's like, my phone is about to die. Smiley face. I said, I should headbutt the fuck. I said, yo, I don't know what it is. I hate emojis when my girlfriend says it. Because you're either trying to guilt me, or it's like, because I know the exact facial expression she's making, I feel like. So I was like, the fact that I'm not there to tell you to cut that shit out. Like, what is wrong with you? It just gets under my skin. I don't know why.
You should have texted me to tell her that. Yeah.
Yo, Jay, that would have been funny.
Jay, do me a favor. Kick Marzi in the back of the knee for me.
I'll get her a charger. Maybe we had chargers.
No, right? She's like, my phone.
I had this one on me.
Listen.
I had batteries.
So listen, she's like, my phone is about to die. Smiley face. So I said, find a charger. She's like, I have one, but I have no place to charge it. So I said, in that whole goddamn big ass venue, you can't find not one outlet, right? I said that to myself. But instead, what I told her, I was like, all right, so you stay close to James and Lewis and just tell them to let me know when you're leaving. You could have came to the. You could have sent the text like, hey, my phone is about to die, but I'll tell James or Lewis to text you when we're going. Okay, fine. Instead, you send me, my phone is about to die. Good luck, everybody. Like, what the fuck? I hate that. Yeah, bye. What the fuck is wrong with you, son? Son, we got women getting kidnapped left and right. Look at you. You look like someone I would kidnap. What the fuck is your problem?
I wish this was a visual podcast so we could see Marcel's face.
Son.
Marcel is just confused right now by that statement.
I would pick your little puffer jacket ass, having up. Put you in the back of my Subaru next to the Coke cologne.
Yeah.
It was very vivid.
Never see your family. Drawn out. Never see your family like again, nigga.
Feels like it was plotted out before.
Like, fam. That's how he got her.
Wait. Y'all never.
No. We didn't.
Kidnap the girlfriend now.
Well, no.
No. I'm saying y'all never looked at your wife or your girlfriend, your significant other, right? And just like.
Careful.
Like
I don't know where this is going.
Not like
I'm not co-signing nothing like, you about to say.
No, like from across the street and be like, look at this bitch not being aware of her surroundings. If I could fucking kidnap you, any one of these random ass creepy motherfuckers could come get your dumb ass. Look up, stupid. Y'all never did that? I do that shit all the time. Yeah. Anytime she going inside the house, because she live on the corner house. Anytime she going inside the house, I'm like, look at all these pervert ass niggas at the red light looking at your butt and like just looking at you going inside your house that you refuse to lock the doors to. What the fuck is your problem?
Damn it.
I did scope out the house though, make sure there was nobody in the bushes for you.
Oh, yeah.
I do that every single time now. Listen, I hate it.
Like I said, we had a couple right hooks pending, bro.
It's creepy now when I drop her off and then I just slowly pull off. Because, like, anyone driving by, it looks like I'm just scoping out the house. But I'm like, yo, this backstory to this, nigga. Yeah. Mind your business.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be here. Where you supposed to be, huh?
Nigga.
Home.
Taking care of your kids.
Yeah.
What you need to do is cop a spotlight.
Yes.
Roll the window.
Yes. Just shine that shit that'd around the perfect. Crib.
Nigga,
that nigga shit himself.
I'm that'd buying two more batarangs. Like, that there shit is pow. I know one day the universe is just going to grant me this one thing where it's like that nigga's just gonna be like on his way there.
Yes.
And I'm
Don't worry. I'll grant you that.
I can't wait.
You're the universe now?
I'll set that up. Yeah, I've taken place that's of the universe.
No, the universe keeps trying to visit this nigga, and he keeps redirecting them elsewhere. So I believe it.
I'm never invite James to your house.
I'm the dispatch.
18-wheeler come through your front door.
You mean again?
And I'll stop it.
The nigga's been to my house like 3 times already. Nigga, you're not Magnet. I'll stop it.
Yo, I told him when we was driving
James in the, baby Yoda.
When we was driving in the car, I was like, yo, if we crash, I'm good. I'm worried about all of y'all. I'm walking away from this shit.
That is a fact.
That is another Martian story. Uh-huh. Me and James, we were just dying laughing, like, you know, just doing jokes in the front. Uh-huh. So him and me were sitting in the front. And Marcy and Aunt sleeping in the back, and then she wakes up. She goes, "How do you guys have so much energy?" I was like, "Yo, I can stop talking right now. Go to sleep and crash. It's up to you, Ma. What you want me to do?
You want to get home safe, or you want to shut the fuck up and wait till we drop you off?"
James doing a great job keeping me up.
Matter of fact, how much percent your phone got stupid? Did you text Chris?
Honestly, I'm terrible at that shit because I get in the car and it starts rolling. I just stop talking. I just look out the window. Niggas be like, yo, I need you to roll with me. Keep me awake. I'm like, I bet.
Nigga look like a dino video.
You know, because when we went to the McDonald's, he was talking. I was like, yeah. Word. Yeah,
word. Now, honestly, Marcel probably is my favorite person to pick up, or used to be my favorite person to pick up, because he really do just shut up.
Yeah. And you turn your music up.
Once my volume goes past 24, don't talk to me. Yeah, when my volume goes past 24, that's when she goes, "Baby, you want to know a crazy story?" No, nigga.
Always do that.
My story don't be no type of crazy.
Not the slightest of fucking crazy.
I went to work yesterday. That's what you do during the week.
Your story mad sane. Shut the fuck up so I can get this Childish Gambino song that I rapped already 362 times. I'm just trying to get to 363rd.
Because I'm working my cadence.
Yeah, because I said once I get to 300.
You waited until the Benny verse to talk. Like, yeah. Come on.
You got to do that when she's watching The Office.
Oh,
you gotta be like, yo, babe, I want to talk about something.
Shut the fuck up.
No, but wait. This is the best part. I don't give a fuck. Well, here's something crazy. I went to the bathroom this morning.
Crazy, right?
I shitted my soul out.
Crazy, right?
It hurt a little.
Through my ass. But you knew that already. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Right? Huh? Oh, what's Michael doing? I'm sure you know, but you would have liked to hear it again, huh? But you can't, because I was telling you my shit story. Shut the fuck up.
Wow.
Yo, you have to do this now. Turn the volume.
Wait, no. Continue. What was that?
He paused it. It was Mario, apparently, nigga. Mario came on his ass.
I want to know.
Wait. Wait, Mario the singer? Yeah. I thought you meant the plumber.
No, that's what I need after I'm done shitting. Wait, the plumber. The second half of the podcast is way better than the first.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh,
thank you, Marcy.
Oh, yeah.
But back to the venue, I did put in a good word. We got to get
home. No, we not done with that.
Nigga, I thought we were on our way home already. I told him to text me.
We put in a good word for homebody. We gotta get
You should definitely bring homebody there, man.
To Jersey?
Yeah.
To Jersey?
Homebody to Jersey.
Is Jersey ready?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nah, because, yo, you know what it was? Like,
I gotta leave my home to go to Jersey.
With the people that was there, because we've all been to a bunch of pop-ups. And I don't know, sometimes the pop-ups be trash, but the people who set up their stations, they had, like, pretty great quality stuff.
You could have set up a station at the Don't Come Home Dead shit, but, like, you mainly just do like custom pieces. So
yeah,
I don't mass produce my stuff.
That's the thing.
Yeah. You don't just have like a whole bunch of just like here's this design and several different. You could just bring his closet.
Based off experience, I have no faith in people that they're just gonna show up and buy and then I'm just gonna go home left with. Because I have people that we know to this day, that hit me up. Like I have two instances. One person earlier this week. I said, it's fucking Bobby. Remember Bobby from Toys R Us?
Yeah.
Bobby.
No, it's just regular Bobby.
Oh, all right.
This nigga text me. Responds to one of my things. He was like, yo, you got this on a t-shirt or a hoodie? And I was like, yo, I have it on both. I actually uploaded pictures.
Ooh,
on my
you did great.
In both. I didn't tell him that, but like.
You did great.
In my mind. And then there was another person this morning that was like, I put up the You Wasn't Inside for That
Mm-hmm. Embroidered t-shirt.
I wanted to mess you. That's what she said, but I didn't get a chance to.
That's when we came up with the body in the home. Yeah. We saw a comic book and he's staying home.
Yeah.
He ain't coming.
Yeah.
But and that was all before I even went to work.
He ain't coming, but he is coming.
Yeah. 350 minimum Malkova, OnlyFans. Hey. This podcast is brought to you by OnlyFans.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, specifically me and Malkovas.
Mm-hmm. Me and Malkovas. 350 Black Friday sale. But then the other person messaged me. She was like, oh my God, I need this in the coziest sweater ever. And I was like, again, if you just click the fucking link in my bio.
It's like there. The info's there.
It really is.
I think
there.
You've made it very clear where you can find
Cozy James. You got the coziest sweater ever.
Yeah.
Delivered personally.
Hey. By James.
By James.
Wearing the sweater, no pants.
Or by Lou. Delivered by Lou.
Why am I delivering?
Because you're a delivery man.
Delivery guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Got my cameo again.
Go. You better get your credit. You got to give you 20%.
Yes, oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
So he ends up actually getting left with zero.
Damn.
Wait.
If you give yourself 20%, that's you're giving yourself your 20%.
That's like limbo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just cancels out. And you. Yeah.
And then I just end up with the 20.
Yeah, somehow. No, Marcy ends up with the 20.
We split it. Yeah, I split it. Got
10.
You.
10-10 wins. Mm-hmm.
You still got to get Marcy
10,
her 10. 10.
Huh?
You still got to get Marcy her 10.
Who?
Who? I get it. Wait, no. 5 of that is mine. Nigga.
You wasn't inside for that.
Man. Oh, damn. All right, guys. Well, I guess we can get the fuck out of here.
Yes, sir.
This has been episode 76 of the Honorable Mention Podcast.
As always.
And you don't stop. You. I fucking hate you. Yo,
tastes like candy.
Yo.
Ever since he said cameo, I know.
As always, you guys can find me on the Twitters and Instagram at DuckJordan_. You can also find me on homebodymerch.com.
Uh-huh.
Yo, we in hoodie
Black
season.
Friday sale. You can get both your eyes blacked for half the price, nigga.
Oh, wow. That's the snippet that is going on the Instagram story when this drops.
Use promo code GOLINK.
Oh, they're stomping that nigga out right now.
I'm bleeding.
My legs.
James, where could they find you?
You can find me at J-U-S-T. J-U-S-T _ Jivemes. The best way to spell Jivemes is J-V-M-E-S.
Uh-huh.
Yo, y'all niggas is hilarious.
Nah, James, I got to find it for you.
Yeah, I'm going to show you after this.
Please.
All right, Lou.
Please do.
Peruse, you can buy me. You can find
Peruse
me.
Peruse? Christ, I want to fight you, son.
I like how he clowned me for saying Peruse.
And he hasn't stopped since.
He's clowning you every time he says it, but I'm still mad at him for saying it.
Hey, man.
No, now he really loves it, though.
No, I don't. I promise you I don't.
Or you, you can always find him.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Louis the Designer. It's L-U-I-S.
The best way to spell Louis the Designer.
He was on his phone, so I figured I'd just chip in.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
We're not doing that every week. Right. Two is bad enough. You can find me at drumfoo, D-R-U-M _F-U.
Man.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yes!
We're doing that every
yeah,
week.
Yeah, right. He's only 16 on the list.
I'm out.
I don't know why that's the only person I remember on the list. We'll catch y'all next week, probably, maybe. I don't know. We'll let you know how the wedding goes. Peace.
Later.